The acclaimed Whistler British Columbia Film Festival started this week, featuring Canadian first-run Oscar buzz films like Miss Sloane and La La Land. Although the pictures feature Hollywood luminaries Julianne Moore, Ryan Gosling, and Emma Stone, those stars could be more upstaged by the subjects of another film, one creating a lot of controversy in the mushing world. Fern Levitt's documentary Sled Dogs created a stir over social media among sled dog kennel owners and animal rights activists. One Canadian kennel owner threatened the festival with a lawsuit if it showed the film, while Vancouver's Humane Society urges the festival to show it. None of that bothers Whistler Film Festival program director Paul Grattan.
I find it pretty amazing that people are trying to stop a public screening of a film that hasn't been seen.
Grattan says the controversy is sparked by the film's trailer, which sensationalizes certain aspects of the film, some of which was shot in Alaska during the Iditarod. Grattan says he thinks people should give the movie a chance.
It's not like I was getting death threats or anything crazy like that, but people were very upset over a movie that they haven't seen because the world premiere is happening here. And I understand that a two-minute trailer that the producers supplied to us, you know, is by its very nature designed to sell tickets. And I don't think it represents the film. My personal feeling is that if it had been a mindless, hysterical hatchet job against the industry, I wouldn't have shown it.
The film is tentatively scheduled to air on Canadian National Television next year. Grattan says in Whistler, it's showing in a small 200-seat theater for its premiere. He says he'll be available to discuss the film with the audience after it airs Saturday night at 9:30 BC time.